And in storm-damaged states like New York and New Jersey, state officials have announced that residents displaced by that storm, Superstorm Sandy, will be allowed to cast ballots at any polling station in their home state. But will storm survivors still struggling without basic services turn out to vote? RN Drive's roving Mike in America, Mike Williams, reports from Lower Manhattan.
Apart from the packed subways in uptown Manhattan, it's hard to tell that barely a week ago Superstorm Sandy was here.
If you need food, come back down. I have the army pack meals. You're more than welcome to them.
Head south and over to East Village and it's a very different story. Doris Huff describes what Sandy was like.
It's crazy, I'm going to be honest with you. To me, it was like a small tsunami. We were locked in. The police departments were flooded to the third floor. They couldn't even pretty much help us here. So now all the relief is here for us.
Doris is leading the team that's handing out supplies to the neighborhood.
Water, Pampers, baby food, dog food, cat food, toilet paper, fleece blankets to keep everybody warm for the babies, adults, everybody.
How cold is it here overnight?
Oh, temperature drops down to the 30s.
Electricity for lights came on earlier today, but there's still a long way to go.
What's working now? Because we've got lights and I can hear a radio on in the background.
Oh, that's battery operated still. That's my battery operated radio.
Right.
But now we have our lights. We're waiting for hot water still and heat. That's what's not working yet.
And when the temperature's dropping below -0 degrees Celsius, that's a serious problem. This area is considered Category A, which means they should have evacuated. But that just didn't happen. Doris tells me about 70% of the people in her development didn't leave.
We didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was. That was the main reason.
We've been working on it for the last 3 days.
Inside the lobby of this 23-floor building, tradesmen have just got the second elevator working.
We had to pump the bits. We had to take all the water. It was overflowing. We changed all the parts on the elevator. And right now, it's just ready to go.
People like this heavily pregnant woman are pretty relieved to have it back.
What floor are you on?
11.
Right, so you've been having to go up and down the stairs for the past week?
Yes. Yeah. I felt like I was going to give birth.
Lucky you didn't.
Right?
At that moment, the lift burst open.
Well, there's scenes of jubilation here as the lifts work. And someone's just come down in it.
You're from Australia?
Yeah, I can see you in your pajamas and you're very happy.
Yes, I am very, very happy.
How
we
come?
Just went 8 days without electricity, without an elevator, without water, without heat. I am ecstatic. Are you okay? Everybody okay?
Although spirits are high right now, the forecast of strong winds for Wednesday hangs on people's minds.
You got to collect water. You still have to continue to collect water. There's a possibility of water may leave again because of the storm that's coming. Please tell your neighbors, okay? Everything good?
Yeah, good, good.
Okay,
good,
awesome.
Great. Where are you off to now?
Huh? And now I'm going around the corner because they're giving out free blankets and I want my neighbor to have a free blanket.
Okay, fantastic. All right, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Stay safe.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Back around the corner and Doris is still working hard handing out supplies.
Do you think a lot of people are going to get out and vote still?
I hope so. I hope so. I know I am, and I know this building is. We know who sent these reliefs, and it was President Obama.
In New York City, I'm Mike Williams for RN Drive.
Indeed. And Mike's back tomorrow, because tomorrow's the big day. Lots of US politics tomorrow night.